Good day and welcome to the Small World Full Year 2018 Results Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jan Luhser, CEO of Small World. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. I'd like to welcome everyone to this 2018 full year results earnings call, and I thank you for your continued interest in Small World. My name is Jan Luhser. I am the Chief Executive Officer, and I will lead you through today's call. The basis for this call will be the presentation named 2018 Full Year Results Presentation. In case you have not yet downloaded this document, you can find a link to it in this morning's press release, or you can go straight to our corporate website, www.smallworldag.com, where you will find it under Financial Reports together with the annual report. During this call, I will touch on the operational and financial highlights for the year 2018. As usual, I will present a few select deep dives to provide additional content, and I will also give an outlook for the priorities 2019. In the end, we will also open up for a brief Q&A session. Moving on to page number two. Before we go into the results, I would like to briefly recap what Small World does and what our ambition is. Small World is a social network for the discerning traveler. We aim to build a comprehensive travel and lifestyle ecosystem which enables and inspires our members to make new connections, travel better, and experience more. Moving on to page number three. Our business model is based on attracting members within our Small World community, a curated social network. This network then generates demand for our various travel and lifestyle services, and this model is scalable through the addition of new businesses, and we can also work with third parties to expand this model in the future. Moving on to the overview of the 2018 performance, slide number five. 2018 was a year of strong revenue and member growth. We have significantly exceeded our initial revenue guidance of 6.5 million-6 million and achieved a revenue of 8.8 million at the end of 2018, an increase of 75%. We also increased our member base by 68% from 28,500 members to 47,800 members. This growth was primarily driven to strong operational performance across both business units, subscriptions and services, and the acquisition of First Class and More in Q4 2018. To jump ahead to 2019, we expect to continue our revenue growth around the same level, and we will issue a revenue guidance today of 12 million-12.5 million, which constitutes an increase of 35%-40% year-on-year. Slide number six outlines the operational highlights of 2018. We strengthened the company and continued to expand the Small World ecosystem. Milestones included: we went public on the Swiss Stock Exchange on March 20th. We raised over 18 million in two capital increases with institutional investors since the listing. Hauck & Aufhäuser initiated research coverage for our company. We launched two travel-oriented premium memberships on May 3rd, which broadened the membership tiers, and we did that in partnership with Miles & More, Etihad, and other strong partners. We acquired First Class and More on October 5th, a subscription-based travel service with strong net revenue synergies for the Small World Group. We also elected Alexander König, or rather, the shareholders elected Alexander König to the board of directors. He will continue to manage First Class and More going forward, and he will lead the international expansion this year, which we'll talk about later. We have also improved the user experience for our app and website through regular upgrades. The financial results are outlined on page seven. We have seen a year of strong growth across the entire business. I've mentioned the revenue growth of 75% from 5 million Swiss francs to 8.8 million, and also mentioned the member growth of 68% to 47,800 members. Our ARPU also increased by 17% to 231 Swiss francs. At the same time, our EBITDA margin improved to minus 26% from minus 34% in the previous year, but it was impacted by the cost for going public and M&A activity, which was 0.7 million, and the introduction of a share-based compensation scheme to the effect of 0.9 million Swiss francs. The operating cash flow improved from minus 1.5 million in the previous year to minus 1.1 million in the current year. At the end of the year, our cash position stood at 6.1 million Swiss francs. Moving on to the reporting for our two business units on page number 8. Subscriptions business saw strong growth in 2018 as well. We had an impressive 88% growth in the business unit from 2.8 million to 5.4 million. This was primarily due to the launch of the premium memberships, Prestige and Signature, the acquisition of First Class and More in Q4, which contributed another 10,000 paying members. The investment in our app and website, which made a meaningful difference to our user experience, increased satisfaction and with that also invitations of other users. We also made a huge push in digital marketing, and external partnerships drove our acquisition or member acquisition up further. On the next few slides, I will touch on a few of the highlights behind this segment reporting. Page number 10, we have successfully launched two premium memberships in May this year, or last year. These are the Prestige membership and the Signature membership, which are both, consist of many travel-related privileges. The Prestige membership, which is the slightly smaller package, is available for a cost of 5,200 euros, and the Signature memberships, which contains more benefits, is available for 19,950 euros with an introduction fee of 2,000 euros. On page number 11, we have outlined a few of our privileged partners for these memberships. There are many strong brands which increase the attractiveness of this offer. Both here include many travel privileges at hotels, airport lounges, from mobility partners, and for the global nightlife. Also, very important, both memberships contain air miles, which members can spend on flights. For this, we have partnered with Miles & More and Etihad Guests, and members can choose which mileage option that they want to receive. For the Prestige membership or smaller package, members can choose from between 250,000 air miles for Miles & More or Etihad Guests, and the larger package, the Signature membership, contains 1 million air miles from Etihad Guests. We set ourselves a target of 0.5% of the member base, would become premium membership customers, and this is a sales target we have achieved in 2018. Page number 12. One of the key events of 2018 was clearly the acquisition of First Class and More. First Class and More is a subscription-based luxury travel advisory service with strong revenue synergies with a small world. It is also the leading German-speaking insider portal for luxury travel and the use of airline and hotel loyalty programs. The site has three different subscriptions or annual memberships, which provide different levels of access to travel deals, insider knowledge, and advisory services. Memberships start at 59 euros per year with the gold membership and go up to 999 euros with the diamond membership. First Class & More brought over 10,000 paid annual subscriptions to a small world and has over 60,000 newsletter subscribers. It is a highly profitable business, and it offers strong revenue synergies with the Travel Savvy Small World community, which we want to leverage in the future. Page 13 outlines some of the continuous user experience improvements that we have made to our technical platform, the app, and the website of the Small World community. Throughout the year, we continuously improve both the app and the website, and a few of the improvements are the events section of the site, which we redesigned for ease of use and visual presentation, the city guides, which have been redesigned and where recommendations have been updated to provide a meaningful shortlist for our members with hotspots tailored to their needs, the member cards and profiles, which are for many the first point of contact when they contact other users, have also become a lot more visual and more fun to browse. We have also, in addition to that, achieved full GDPR compliance in the first half of the year, including the right for users to delete their data from our platform should they choose to do so. And we have also made multiple smaller improvements to improve the ease of use for our members. All of these factors led to a more pleasant and a more fun experience when using our app and website. Moving on to the services business unit, starting page 14. The services business also saw very robust growth. We had an impressive 58% growth year-on-year on revenue side. Events increased by about 30% compared to the previous year. The share of paid events also increased, and we've also added another flagship event with the Endless Summer event in Marbella last year. In addition to the event side, the travel business activity also increased, which consists of personalized travel arrangements for our members. Let me also provide some additional detail here for the business unit on page number 16, focusing on the events. Events increased overall by 30% year-on-year, so we had a lot more events. Events are usually organized by our ambassadors, so it's important for us to have many ambassadors to organize events. The number of ambassadors increased by 27% throughout the year, and we have also received a record number of requests of members to become ambassadors, with 1,425 requests received throughout the year. We also had a lot more attendees at our events. RSVPs to events increased by 14%, and as mentioned earlier, the share of paid events has increased by 11 percentage points over the year. This is relevant because some of our events are free events, where obviously we don't generate revenue, but we are in the process of increasing the share of paid events, which are obviously revenue generating and income generating for us. Page 17. Part of our events program are large flagship events, which are weekend events that include accommodation, entertainment, food and drinks. So far, we had two of those, the ASW Winter Weekend, which we hosted for the ninth year last year in Stadt, and the ASW Summer Weekend, the newer event, which we are hosting in Saint-Tropez for the third time in 2019. In 2018, we've added a third flagship event, the Endless Summer Weekend, which we hosted in September in Marbella. So we have three flagship events per year at the moment, so we're continuously building out the large-scale events, and we are planning to do three large-scale events in 2019 as well. All three events are in plan at this point. Page 18. Our travel business activity increased significantly in 2018. It was an important driver of the service business. Through ASW Travel, we offer our members personalized travel arrangements, which basically cater to the upper end of the market. These travel arrangements usually start at 10,000 Swiss francs and are tailored to the specific needs of our customers, so they're made to order. The ASW travel business will be developed further going forward with the acquisition of Luxury Baird, which we will see in the outlook for 2019. After the segment reporting, we will now move to the consolidated financials. I will highlight a few of the important metrics and changes which will allow you to more easily understand our numbers for 2018. Starting on page 20 with the income statement, again, we see the strong growth in revenue and the improved profitability. Sales increased by 75%. At the same time, the direct expenses increased as well due to higher costs for our travel services and the cost of goods sold for our premium memberships. Our personnel expenses increased due to the introduction of the share-based incentive scheme, while other salaries stayed flat. Other operating expenses have been impacted by the cost of the going public and the M&A activity of about 0.7 million Swiss francs. And as mentioned earlier, the profitability improved by 12 percentage points looking at the EBITDA margin. And it stood at minus 26% at the end of 2018 compared to minus 34% for 2017. Looking at the first part of the balance sheet on page 21, we will see that the balance sheet has grown quite significantly over the year by 78% to be precise. This is primarily due to the acquisition of First Pass and More. On this part of the balance sheet, we've seen that the cash position has increased to 6.1 million in cash at the end of the year. This was due to the cash position of the acquired First Pass and More and the capital increase. Receivables have increased as well due to the high receivables we took over from First Class and More. On the next page, we can see the second part of the balance sheet, which mirrors this expansion. Here are a few more notes. For the short-term financial liabilities, These have been reduced by about a million due to the repayment of an outstanding loan that we had at the beginning of the year. On the other hand, short-term liabilities increased to the obligations that we took over from First Class and More. Accrued liabilities increased due to the deferred income from First Class and More as well. Long-term financial liabilities increased due to the financing provided by ASW Capital. The long-term provisions in our balance sheet are provisions for performance-related earnouts from the First Class and More acquisition and basically show the upper end of the required cost for this acquisition. So this could be lower as well in case First Class and More doesn't reach its performance targets. In the end, we see that our equity was negative at the end of 2018, with minus 8.5 million. This is a direct impact of our decision to deduct the full First Class and More goodwill of the acquisition from our equity capital. So this was 26.6 million. We could have opted to capitalize this goodwill, and the balance sheet would have resulted, or the equity would have stood at 18.6 million, but we decided to deduct the goodwill at the point of acquisition, and that's why we have a negative equity at this point. Moving on to the cash flow statement on page 23. The positive news is that the operating cash flow has improved. It stood at minus 1.1 million at the end of 2018 compared to minus 1.5. So we actually needed less cash for the operating activities than in the previous year, which is a very positive sign going forward. The share-based compensation, which is the which I mentioned earlier, is in this cash flow statement as well, which has no cash impact, but it impacted the EBITDA. The acquisition of subsidiaries further down reflects the first class of more acquisition in the investing activities cash flow. And ultimately, we have 8 million. We have 8 million Swiss francs worth of investing activities into First Class More. So this was the cash component of the acquisition. Moving on to the second part of the cash flow statement on page 24. The capital increases added a total of 14 million of funds in the cash flow from financing activities. The short-term financial liabilities decreased by through the repayment of the outstanding loans that I mentioned earlier in the presentation. And the net cash increased by 3.7 million due to the capital increases throughout the year. So that our change in net cash was positive 4.4 million for the year. This concludes our overview of the financials. For the last part of the presentation, I would like to give you a quick overview of how 2019 has started and what our priorities are for the year. Page 26 has an overview of our main priorities. We want to continue to strengthen our travel and lifestyle ecosystem by expanding our services business and by improving the user experience for our members. To do this, we have started with a high level of activity this year already. We have acquired Luxury Bear, a UK-based online and offline travel agency focused on luxury hotels. We have launched the AW Hotel Collection with the iconic North Island Resort being the Seychelles, which is the first hotel under AW management. And the integration and development of those both of those businesses will be high priority for 2019. In addition, we are working on a brand new iOS app, which is planned for release in Q2, and we are working on the go-live of First Class and More International, the English-speaking sites of our luxury travel service, which is also planned to go live in Q2. Let me give you a bit more detail about all of these priorities on the following pages. Page 27, let's start with Luxury Bear. In February, we acquired the UK-based online and offline travel agency. It's a business with a strong online platform and a great inventory of luxury hotels. It's a curated list of hotels, which matches the taste of this mobile community quite well. The travel agency is also a Virtuoso member, which gives us better access to hotels and hotel deals in the luxury space. And we are planning the integration of the platform into the Small World community app and website in the second half of 2019. This will enable our members to book luxury hotels directly from ASW in the future, and it will also allow us to further expand our service revenues in the travel space. Page 28. We've launched a Small World Hotel Collection with our subsidiary ASW Hospitality. The business model for ASW Hospitality is to be a management company for hotels. This is a business model that offers a lot of upside from increased sales and profitability of the hotels we manage without significant downside. Dario Bertucci, a seasoned hospitality expert, has been named managing director for the business and is tasked with developing the business for us. The iconic North Island Resort in the Seychelles became the first hotel of the collection and also the first hotel to be managed by ASW. This amazing resort is expected to also join Marriott's luxury collection in December 2019 to create additional demand and sales for the property. The goal with the AEW Hotel Collection is to expand it over the next year with other extraordinary hotels and at the same time increase revenue and profitability for the group overall. On page 29, I want to give you a quick overview of what we have planned with the iOS upgrade. We have designed, or we are in the process of designing, a brand new iOS app from ground up. The primary reason for that is to provide a simplified user experience so users have more fun and when using the app and to make it more engaging. We will use the state-of-the-art design with the luxurious modern look and feel. On the left, you see some images of the mock-up currently. And we will also add new functionality with a clear focus on connecting members online through more intuitive discovery modes. This is also the first time where we use an app-first design approach, which means we are developing for the new features for the app first, and we'll then move it to the website, whereas before we developed for the website first and for the app afterwards. This reflects the importance of the app and also the shift in user engagement on the app compared to the website. Page 30. Last but not least, we want to expand the success of First Class Amour to a new audience. Currently, First Class Amour is only offered in German language, which limits its market potential to Germany, Austria, and parts of Switzerland. With an English-speaking service, we want to increase the reach of First Class Amour, and we wanted to target the English-speaking Europe. So this will expand the market potential for our service significantly, and we're planning to go live with the First Class Amour international site in the second quarter of this year. This will also allow us to use the content of First Class Amour for the Small World community, which is also a purely English-speaking service, where we so far were not able to use the German language content. Moving on to page number 31. All these initiatives make us confident that 2019 will be another year of growth. We expect revenues to grow by about 35 to 40% to a revenue band of 12 to 12.5 million Swiss francs. And we also expect our membership base to grow by 18 to 22% to about 56 to 58,000 members. We are also working towards achieving a positive contribution from operating cash flow for the first time this year. This concludes this presentation, and operator, we are ready to take a few questions now.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. Again, it is star 1 to ask a question. As there are no questions signaled, I'll now turn the call back to your host for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for listening into our earnings call and for your continued support in Small World. And we make sure that 2019 is another successful year for Small World. Thank you.
That will conclude today's call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.